Whatever you might be going through and wherever you might be, this is Omar Serrato with the Tilted Lawyer Podcast. I'm here to take your mind off of things. Yes, I'm an attorney. No, I'm not giving you legal advice. We're going to sit and talk like people, as these are the candid thoughts of one practicing attorney, and it's after hours. So have a seat. Feel free to have a drink and join me. Let's get started.
Yeah, so let's talk about this United Health thing. Let's go through a brief timeline. So November 24th, the CEO of United Health is shot and killed in Manhattan, New York City, while on his way to a meeting. And we, of course, we know who he is at this point. The assassin escapes on an electric bike. And at that point in time, nobody knew who this person was. Now they're starting to make some inroads into that. But it appeared to be what people were speculating was a professional killing. They said, hey, on the video, it looks like the gun jammed a couple of times. And then they clear the jam and fire again, clear the jam and fire again. Gets three shots off, one in the back, one in the chest, and one in the calf, I think is what it was. The three shell casings that were recovered at the scene had words inscribed on the bullets. It was deny, depose, and defend, which is basically the process that insurance companies take to deny claims. Nope, denying the claim. We're going to defend the claim and let's depose a bunch of effing people. That's pretty much the procedure. On November 27th, there was speculation that started to rise about the motive behind the murder. A lot of people seem to think it was a disgruntled client. And of course it was a disgruntled client. It's pretty obvious from the words that were inscribed on those bullets. If you've seen any of the online backlash, you're seeing comments about the CEO. All of my sympathy and all of my sorrow, all of my condolences are out of coverage. So file a claim. Or you're going to need to see a specialist before I offer my condolences. Things like that. People are pissed. We just had an entire election. I don't care who all of you voted for. It seems to be a unifying theme amongst Americans, all 400 million of you, that our healthcare system sucks. All of you, red and blue, purple, and everything in between. That seemed to be in agreement that our method of healthcare is unsatisfactory. The ones that would disagree with that seem to be the ones that are profiting off of it. And you do that long enough to Americans, and you know what, we've been known to do these kinds of things before, taking matters into our own hands. You know, the revolution, this country was built on a revolution. And it was over tax grievances, no less. I mean, it was a lot more than that, obviously. But look, we've been going through this for a long time. There is seemingly no end in sight. Every president since I've been alive that's tried to offer real healthcare reform has failed because of things getting stuck in legislation, left on the Senate floor, whatever, what have you. People are pissed. And so I don't think anybody was surprised that something like this would happen. The CEO, his wife got up there and started talking about all the threats that she was getting, from various people that were upset about their claims being denied. And so they saw this coming. So where are we at so far with the investigation in identifying who this guy is? So here's what they got. They got police. They have an unmasked photo. Could you find that picture, Dominic? There's a picture of him in a Starbucks. The story goes that the Starbucks lady was flirting with him and said, hey, pull down your mask. And he's like, okay. And he pulls it down. Full-on picture of that guy's mug. On camera. I don't know if it's in 4K, but it's certainly in 1080p. Gosh, let that be a lesson to you. It's always a woman that's going to bring you down. It doesn't matter what your intentions. But if this guy, look, But for that photograph, as far as I know, that is the only circulating photograph of this guy that has any inroads to his identity whatsoever. They got surveillance of him while he was checking into the hostel. The suspect was flirting with the employee there, asked to see his smile, and so he smiles for him like a dork. And that's how we got his picture of his face. So police have determined that he used a fake New Jersey driver's license at the hostel. He is believed to be connected to Atlanta, Georgia, not New Jersey. That was his attempt to conceal, I guess, his geography or whatnot.
I just put it up on screen.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. And by the way, that guy's got a weird face, doesn't he? Doesn't that look like a lady? If I were to ask you, what is the gender of this person in the photo? Would you say male or female? Because I've seen two pictures of him. Like, that's one. It's like, oh, it was a lady. And then there's that picture. Oh, obviously it's not a lady. And then I thought, was there two of them? They literally look like weird, like different people. It's weird. Am I crazy? Does that not look like two different people? Scroll back down. Like, get them both in frame. That's obviously a guy on the bottom, and out top, that like looks like his wife or something. Am I crazy? Robin Richardson says, no.
I think it's just an angle.
It's just a weird angle. He looks like a lady in that picture. And look, nothing against him. I'm not, it's just, if you have any conspiracy theories that shapeshifters are a thing, that genuinely looks like two different people. It's the same picture, probably taken within seconds of each other.
Yeah.
It confused me when I first saw it, is my only point in saying that. So investigators have collected information from Greyhound because he traveled to New York by bus from Atlanta. So they know that. And when they got your travel pass, they're going to catch this guy eventually. They're going to catch him. He arrived at Port Authority bus terminal on November 24th. He may have deported by bus after the shooting. They don't know for sure, but they've collected that surveillance footage from various different locations, including a subway, a taxi, a McDonald's. In each instance, the suspect used cash or a mask, suggesting premeditation. Could I just ask you a question? All right, let's just say that you're on a secret mission to assassinate somebody. And you've gone through all of the trouble to wear a mask and wear this concealing clothing. And it fits because it's wintertime. And, you know, that winter chill hits you a little bit different in New York. You know, I don't know what the weather was, but he wasn't out of place, but he was completely concealed. Why in the F? For any reason, would you pull down your mask? Because a lady was flirting with him? Let this be a lesson to how dumb men can be sometimes. Like, keep your eye on the objective, sir. This is why I have a show called Family Law After Dark. Because men make stupid decisions based on false promises on the off chance that they might have a sexual encounter with some unsuspecting lady. Couldn't turn it off for, like, the purpose of his mission. And now they know who he is. Or they're closing in. They're closing in. Again, we talked about the deny, defend, and depose words that were written on those bullets, casings that were recovered from the crime scene. The police have also recovered a cell phone, a water bottle, and a candy wrapper from the crime scene where they're going to try to extract DNA. So if you were thinking that this guy was a professional, he is not. He is not. There is a difference between playing the video game Hitman 3 on PS5 and trying to actually carry it out in real life. There's a reason why we have Navy SEALs, Special Forces, who actually live and breathe that thing. And we have this guy. Look, I don't know anything about this guy. He tried. He probably thought he was covering all his bases, but he made mistakes. Thompson's wife, again, talked about this, that she had reported receiving threats, potentially related insurance coverage. Of course they were related to insurance coverage. Police believe that the suspect used a B&T Station 6 pistol, also known as a well rod pistol. And while the gun does not have a silencer, its long barrel enables nearly silent shots. They haven't recovered the firearm. They've identified it in that surveillance. They're investigating recent purchases for weapons of this type. That info is not readily available. There's been a public appeal for NYPD Crime Stoppers. They're offering a $10,000 reward. Yeah, I think they're going to have to up that a little bit. I don't think that anybody's going out of their way to look for this guy. I want to sample some of the comments that I've been seeing online for this guy, because they are not sympathetic to the CEO. Just spoiler alert there. I'm just going to click on a random video. This is a sample of the comments that I've been seeing out there. Hard to say it was a murder. Could have been complications from a pre-existing condition. RIP to all those who died because United denied their claims. Cause of death, lead poisoning. It's a premeditated condition. Payout denied. You never know when a pre-existing condition will strike. What is disturbing is what United Health Care did to the American people. Oh my God, that's so horrible. Is the floor that he fell on okay? Isn't it funny? I never see anything about how many deaths that CEO was responsible for. In short, nobody gives a shit that this guy is gone. They are genuinely pissed. And I gotta say, man, I can't tell you how many calls. I don't practice medical malpractice. I don't practice insurance law. But I get a number of calls to my law office asking for help with medical insurance companies denying claims. And it goes something like this. My daughter was just diagnosed with lymphoma or something. And my insurance is denying the payout. They want me to go through all the stuff, but it's going to cause all these delays. She needs this medication now and I can't come out of pocket. What do I do? I don't know. I can't help you. Hey, I need to get this emergency life-saving heart surgery. Otherwise, I'm at risk. Oh, but you had smoking in your past? Yeah, claim denied. Coming out of pocket. That surgery is going to cost her $280,000. This is nothing new, man. There's this movie that Denzel Washington was in. I want to say it came out like in 2002. It's called John Q, where it's... I kid you not. Like, if you were to say that this was like a movie about United Health and their coverage, it's basically what it is. Like his son needed heart surgery in the movie, but his employer changed up his coverage and it was no longer covered. And now he's going to have to come out of pocket. And he's like trying to sell everything to raise money for his son. And I won't spoil the movie for you, but it kind of perfectly symbolizes what Americans have been going through in terms of trying to get health coverage, adequate health coverage, for years now. This is nothing new. It is nothing new. And the fact that this has happened, I'm more surprised that it hadn't happened sooner. Personally speaking, this is a story of a guy. Look, he's a dad. He's a husband. He was 50 years old. He had kids. He had a wife. He had a family. I was shocked internally at my lack of empathy for his death. Because I know for a fact that this CEO has implemented measures utilizing artificial intelligence to counteract doctor-made diagnoses to deny claims and put the thing in limbo and to litigate things, causing hundreds of thousands of people to unnecessarily lose their lives because of unavailable, adequate health care. And his policies were largely aiding in that. And so, I don't know, at some point you live your life, you got to be able to look yourself in the mirror. His policies specifically have exacerbated the problem with United Health. And I don't know where we're going with all of that. I'm just going to say that nobody gives a shit that this guy is dead. And good luck. Good luck getting the public to help out identifying the shooter. I will say that he, revealing his face at the hostel. Come on, man. Leaving behind potential DNA evidence. if that's what he did. He used a subway near the crime scene. He used a government issued, like one of these public transit e-bikes. That's probably traceable. I don't know. He made mistakes. And so if they find him, they're going to find him. It's going to be because he made mistakes. It's not going to be because the public is eager to get their hands on a $10,000 reward for his capture, something that wouldn't pay for a third of some of the necessary life-saving treatments of some of the children that have leukemia. I've heard about those kinds of cases as well. So where we're going with that is anybody's guess. My heart goes out to all of the people that have been denied coverage at the hand of this guy's policies. For the CEO, do I have anything to say about his death other than he's dead? No. And then this has been in the pressure cooker for years. Is it going to lead to a revolution? Is it going to lead to legislative change that limits the amounts that insurance companies could profit off of defending claims? I don't know, man. Something's got to change. Trump's just been elected. We'll see what he can do. We will see what he can do.